Herbes de Provence and the root of all flavor. Garden-grown goodness and seasoned wisdom from my father's kitchen. By Don Nicholas. As your intrepid gardening reporter and lifelong lover of roasted root vegetables, I must confess, Herbes de Provence changed my culinary life before I even knew what a bouquet garni was. My dad, a professional chef with a serious soft spot for roasted carrots, turnips, and parsnips, introduced me to this enchanting French herb blend when I was just tall enough to see over the rim of the mixing bowl. "Son, this is the magic of southern France right here," he said, tossing a generous handful of green flecks into a glistening bowl of chopped veggies. At the time, I thought Herbes de Provence was some ancient and mysterious potion, handed down by cloaked gardeners in lavender fields. And while it is steeped in history, I later learned that it's a relatively modern term, popularized in the 1970s, after French cooks started blending the herbs that had long been used in Provençal cooking. Traditionally, the mix includes rosemary, thyme, savory, marjoram, and oregano, with a little culinary lavender as a fragrant wild card. Selecting the right herbs for your garden. If you want to grow your own Herbes de Provence garden, start with these core herbs. Rosemary, the earthy backbone of the blend. Look for Arp or Tuscan Blue for hardiness and strong flavor. Thyme. Common thyme or French thyme are your best bets, perfect for a low-growing, fragrant carpet. Savory. Summer savory is easier to grow annually. Winter savory is perennial and a bit punchier. Marjoram. A cousin to oregano, but sweeter, adds warmth to the mix. Oregano. Greek oregano has a bold, peppery bite. A little goes a long way. Lavender, optional but traditional. English lavender, Lavandula angustifolia, is culinary safe and less soapy tasting than others. These herbs thrive in full sun with well-drained soil. Bonus, they attract pollinators and keep pests at bay. Grow it anywhere. Garden layout ideas. In-ground garden. Choose a sunny spot and amend the soil with compost and sand for good drainage. Plant in a semicircle or spiral for easy harvesting. Raised bed. Perfect for zones with tricky soil. Use a sandy, loamy mix and place the taller rosemary at the back, cascading thyme and oregano toward the front. Containers. A big terracotta pot with all five herbs works beautifully. Just make sure there's plenty of drainage and sunlight. You can even design a Provençal pizza pot for your patio. DIY Herbes, de Provence blend, and storage tips. Ingredients. 2 tablespoon dried thyme. 2 tablespoon dried rosemary. 1 tablespoon dried marjoram. 1 tablespoon dried savory. 1 tablespoon dried oregano. 1 teaspoon dried lavender flowers, optional. Instructions. 1. Harvest your herbs at mid-morning, just after the dew dries. 2. Dry them by hanging small bundles upside down in a warm, dry place, or use a dehydrator on low heat. 3. Once crispy, strip the leaves and crumble gently with your fingers. 4. Blend the herbs and store in an airtight glass jar in a cool, dark cupboard. It will keep its flavor for up to 12 months. And yes, it smells amazing every time you open the jar. How to use Herbes de Provence, beyond Dad's root veggies à la Provence. Grilled meats, rub onto chicken, pork, or lamb before roasting or grilling. Soups and stews, add a spoonful to hearty vegetable soups or bean dishes. Flatbreads and focaccia, sprinkle onto dough before baking. Egg dishes, mix into quiche or a simple omelet. Herb butter or olive oil, blend with softened butter or infuse into oil for dipping bread. And of course, if you haven't tried root vegetables à la Provence, just toss a mix of carrots, parsnips, and potatoes with olive oil and 2 teaspoons of Herbes de Provence. Roast at 400 degrees Fahrenheit for 40 minutes. Perfection. Learn more about these flavorful friends. If you want to go deeper into growing and using these herbs, Check out our complete herb guidebooks on rosemary, thyme, savory, oregano, marjoram, lavender. Each guide includes cultivation tips, harvesting techniques, recipes, and delightful stories to bring your herb garden to life. Closing thought from the garden. My dad used to say, a roast is only as good as its seasoning. I'd amend that too. A garden is only as delightful as the herbs you plant and the memories you make with them. So get planting, get mixing, and don't forget to sniff the lavender. It might just make you feel like you've been whisked off to a sun-drenched hillside in Provence, even if you're standing in New England with your boots in the mud.